This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. The fellows gathered around me at breakfast the other morning said, "We don't know what to do, whether we should eat our eggs or not." It gave me a teachable moment. I'll talk about it after this. Micrometer has been the friend of the farmer since 1955. And still today, they supply a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by farmers, trusted by farmers, yes, for almost 65 years. And for a limited time, when you order a new flow meter, you can get producers free shipping of that flow meter. You go to the website, micrometer.com/ag. When you order that flow meter, the promo code is free ship. One word, free ship. The people at Micrometer know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Again, visit their website, micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Well, as one of the fellows there having coffee with me the other morning, I see those guys maybe once a week or every 10 days, and as one of them expressed to me rather exasperated, "You know, I just learned that I could love eggs only about 4 years ago when the dietary guidelines came out that no longer included a recommended limit on the number of eggs that we could eat per week." And he said, "Now they're telling me, oh my goodness, maybe I should stop eating eggs." Well, that was the headline of that latest study that came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association that seemed to give eggs a bit of a beating, if you will. But there were some flaws in the research, and there are some statistics you need to hear. It provided me a moment, a teachable moment, as I said, to share with these older fellows, you need to get behind the headlines. Sometimes turn off Fox News or CNN, find a story to read, and go way down in the content of the story to see what's actually happening here. The analysis that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association had a number of findings, but this is an interesting one. They found correlations with the number of eggs consumed each day. For each additional half an egg eaten per day, the likelihood of a cardiovascular event went up by 1.93%, and the likelihood of death increased by 0.71%. That's right, less than 1%, less than 0.75%. And this was based on the number of eggs consumed per day at the beginning of the study and not throughout the study. Never mind the fact that eggs are excellent sources of protein, vitamin D, choline, without an excessive amount of calories. And there have been other studies that have shown just the opposite about eggs. One in China showed that those who ate a moderate amount of eggs, less than one a day, had a lower risk of cardiovascular disease than those who ate no eggs. I'll be back after this.